FSN Radio. It's all about what's next. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and sign up for your free weekly newsletter. You'll also get three free reports. The Financial Survival Network. It's all about what's next.
Welcome, and you are listening to the Financial Survival Network. It's Carrie Lutz, and got a treat coming to you earlier than normal because I am going to be away on Wednesday and later this week. I'm going to beautiful Havana to see how socialism really works when it works right. And I'm talking about Andrew Hoffman. Andy, how you doing?
That's right. The only thing that does work well is baseball, thanks to Yoenis Cespedes, who almost got our Mets the World Series championship.
Almost. Not quite. Almost. But you know, socialism and good things like that. I wanted to see a Stalinist theme park up close and personal, and I'm going to get my desire, Andy. You know, I found a flight that I was actually able to book. I rented an apartment through Airbnb. I could have rented an apartment, Andy, or a room for $20, $30 a night, but I went a little bit higher. I went for $99. It's supposedly a Havana penthouse, so that could be a bomb shelter. I don't know. And supposedly has great views of downtown Havana, of all of the crumbling buildings in the once beautiful capital.
But well, if you want to see socialism, I mean, just look out your backyard. I mean,
go to Washington, huh?
Yeah. I mean, you know, there's a reason I wrote, 2 weeks ago, Obamacare, the bullet hole to the head of the 2016 economy, because socialism is just getting started here. I mean, it won't be long before the U.S. is no longer even considered a capitalist nation, even by its own standards.
I know. It's pretty pathetic when you get down to it. Isn't it?
Yep, that's what happens to crumbling economies. Governments take them over and promise people all that they can give them for votes with printing press funded money. And that's exactly what we're about to get. And you know, whether the Fed is stupid enough to exacerbate all of these horrifying trends by thinking they're going to save face but with a quarter point rate hike is, you know, will remains to be seen in a week. But for all intents and purposes, everything that's going on now, per the title of an article I wrote last week, is the type of circumstances when the Fed lowers rates, not raises them. This is the worst global economy of our lifetimes. And if anyone's not watching, commodity prices in free fall this morning, with the CRB commodity index at a 40-year low, oil about to break through to its 2009 lows, iron ore below $40 a pound for the first time in probably the first time ever. And we are talking about a cataclysmic global collapse. Most every currency in the world at an all-time low, and the Fed would dare to raise rates and exacerbate this currency collapse the world round and kill off any hope of a recovery here. Because remember, all of our companies now are multinational. So if you have a higher dollar, all it does is crush earnings further, which are already falling as we speak for the third quarter in a row. So we will see if they're stupid enough to do that. But it doesn't matter. The die is cast. It really doesn't matter if the Fed did anything at this point, because pretty soon no one's going to listen to a word they say.
Yeah, they're going to have credibility issues. The only place where really, Andy, they have any credibility now anyway is among traders and, you know, Wall Street people.
And even that, not so much, because look, Wall Street is firing people left and right. People just don't understand what's going on in the world. Because of what the Fed is doing, especially with all this jawboning about to maybe raising rates and going on and off, they've caused all the trading desks to lose tons of money. That's why Wall Street is doing poorly and laying people off. There is no Wall Street anymore. There's free money that gets funneled to them. But the way that they have made money, aside from fraudulent accounting that the government sanctions, is to put it into the government-supported stock and bond markets. And now that those markets are in flux because of this idiotic propaganda and jawboning, which is, you know, taking the world back and forth, not just with them, with everyone. You got the ECB saying, we're going to expand QE, and then they don't expand QE. I mean, they did expand the length of it, but they didn't expand the amount, even though we said it would. They're just killing the traders. And as a result, you're seeing Wall Street fall apart as well. So, you know, right now, there's no credibility for anything right now. All that's left is, can we keep the stock market up? Can we keep paper, gold, and silver prices down before, you know, as long as possible?
Yeah. Well, what else are they going to do? They're a one trick pony. They don't know what else to do here. And well, there really is nothing they can do, because any change that has to come about has to be fundamental here, and just ain't happening.
And even their own, you know, the walls are crashing in on themselves from their own quarters. I mean, you talk about Janet Yellen gave her Atlas Shrugged speech, two of them, actually, one before the Washington Economics Club on Wednesday and then in front of Congress on Thursday, where, I mean, I wrote about it and I talked about it in my audio blog. I mean, you just couldn't make up more Fed speak BS about, we expect a strong economy and we're here to help. And, you know, we're very careful in what we do, and things are looking right, but we're always going to be careful and diligent. I mean, all that same stuff. But as she's telling Congress, we expect a strong economy in the next couple of years. Her own bank, the Atlanta Federal Reserve Bank, was publishing its own GDP tracking number, which reduced fourth quarter GDP expectations from plus 2.4 to plus 1.4, as she's telling Congress of an expanding economy. And that's not to say, that's even before, remember, all this commodity crash started, the latest commodity crash started only a few weeks ago. So that's not even incorporated into what's going on, let alone the surging dollar, which, as I said, is going to crush earnings, which are falling even more. And then you have, you know, as I wrote today, you'll see it later this afternoon. I wrote, what does this chart mean to you? And basically, it's showing that the so-called commercials on the COMEX, that would be the JP Morgans, which, and Goldman Sachs, which for some reason are considered commercial when they don't do anything commercial. All they do is trade. You know, for the first time in 14 years since the gold market bull market just started in 2001 and gold was $275 an ounce, the commercials are about to go positive. The last 5 weeks, they've covered 163,000 contracts. They're only short about 2,000 contracts now. They've never been this close to being positive. The trend has been going up for the last 5 years. And this at the same time as we're seeing the COMEX registered inventory is literally down to nothing. The GLD inventory is down 50% in the last few years. You're seeing record demand around the world. I mean, China bought five times as much. We just found out this morning, China bought as much gold in the last month as at five times more than the COMEX even purports to have. So again, you know, when you couple that with the physical shortages we had in silver this year, et cetera, and you realize how close we are to the end game. And now that the economy is really falling apart, I mean, people, look, I'm going to toot my horn here. No one has screamed more about how oil prices are going to crash more than me. I wrote it last October. I said crashing oil prices portend unspeakable horrors. I wrote of the political and economic fallout that's going to occur, which is occurring right before our eyes right now. And then OPEC, you know, I wrote yesterday's article was, forget the Fed, OPEC just sealed the global economy's terrifying fate. I told everyone that it'll be pigs will fly when OPEC will save the rest of the world, because they, like the shale producers, need the cash desperately. So not only did they not reduce quotas, they increased them by 5%. Which means they're going to go even higher because they always produce above their quotas. And that's why oil, as I speak, is $38.38 a barrel, about to break through the six-year low of $37.90. And I believe for once, something that Goldman Sachs says, that we may be at $25 a barrel in the next couple of months. And at $25 a barrel, if we're not in something close to World War III, you know, whether it's in Syria or Russia or Turkey, I don't know, I will be surprised, because there are so many people that are about to go bankrupt, corporations, sovereign nations. And in this environment, the Fed is discussing a quarter point rate hike.
Talk about whistling past the cemetery, huh?
They are so desperate. I mean, there's no doubt. I've been writing about this for weeks now. Their December rate hike or bust. You know, again, they had a meeting. They have a million meetings. And they said, look, if we don't raise rates now, after for a year saying that we're a year, after 3 years of saying we're going to raise rates if the economy is recovering, we will lose all credibility completely. So here's what we're going to do. We are going to goose the Dow 2,000 points, which is exactly what has happened amidst the worst imaginable news in the last 2 months. Everything bad for stocks has come out. And I don't mean bad as in there'll be more QE. I mean bad as in bad, with the Fed saying that they're going to raise rates at the same time. So while that's going on, they goose the stock market, this historic smash of precious metals in which they took the price down. What was it, 20 days in a row? Mm-hmm. Well, you know, again, with wildly bullish news. And what do you know, at the same time, you see the COT commercials about to go long while the inventory goes down to nothing. So, you know, they've got this scheme that's breaking down right in front of their eyes because the economy is collapsing much faster than their propaganda of recovery can even keep up with. And at the same time, the fundamental factors that would make them lower rates are taking center stage. And this is as the ECB just lowered their rates on Thursday, as Japan has essentially said, we're doing Abenomics to affinity. You know, look at the devaluation of the yuan, something else I also predicted, you know, to the day. You know, every day they're devaluing it a little more. No one's talking about it. But trust me, as when things get bad enough, it's going to be another big devaluation, which, you know, as I called, is the financial big bang to end all big bang. So again, it's all closing in around them, no matter how hard they try to goose the stock market and keep hitting paper, gold, and silver, which we're going to run out of it one of these days.
Yeah. Well, there's no running out of paper, is there?
No, there isn't. And it's not even paper. Heck, paper will be too expensive at some point in the future, but they will never run out of digital ink. You know, it's like, you know, BIC says they can make the price of silver $1 billion or $0 with the click of a mouse. And, you know, increasingly that's less metaphor and more likely. I don't necessarily mean in gold and silver, but the fact is that all markets have completely been taken over if they are paper, stocks, bonds, you name it. The thing is, anything that's physical is causing them fits. They can't even control the paper oil markets, you know, oil markets or copper markets, which they've desperately tried to do. You know, the physical markets are killing them. And eventually the physical market, in the most important market in the entire world, gold and silver, will break them, because there's literally, you know, I call them last to go markets, the Dow and paper, gold and silver. That's really the only things that they have any control left over of. Keep the Dow from collapsing, because it's the most widely watched stock index, and keep paper, gold and silver from rising, because they're the canaries in the coal mine. But meanwhile, all the other stock markets in the world are falling apart. The bond markets are collapsing, the high yield market, the commodities markets, the currency markets, the global economy. We have war. I mean, look at, I was writing today about all the headlines. All the headlines this weekend were about war, 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 war with everyone. Britain's joining the war, bombing France, by the way, Marine Le Pen's National Front Party, massive victories in this weekend's French regional elections. They're going to take over France within a year or two, and they're going to secede from the European Union and the Euro without a doubt, just like Catalonia, Spain, and Italy, and all these guys. Britain is going to have its Brexit vote sometime in 2016, and they will probably withdraw from the European Union as well. I mean, all these factors at a time where we have record gold and silver demand and plunging inventories, and oh yeah, a collapsing mining industry, which in my view will not recover. I don't care, unless prices explode higher now, the mining industry is dead for years because of all the years of suppression. There's been no discoveries, no exploration. All the personnel have left. The balance sheets are bad. There's just no way production is going anywhere but down. And remember, when it comes to silver, half of all the gold, the global silver production, is the byproduct of copper, lead, and zinc mines, all of which are in massive, massive oversupply and are going to be shut down en masse starting in the beginning of next year when the year-end balance sheet reserve calculations are made.
Wow. So where are we here? What's going to happen next? I mean, what's going to be the straw that breaks the camel's back, Andy?
You know, we've had a lot of straws, and you know, what will it be? You know, again, the title of today's article, as I said, was "Forget the Fed." OPEC just sealed the fate of the global economy, well, their terrifying fate, because OPEC just made it clear that there is no help anywhere for commodity prices. Oil is by far the most important commodity in the world in terms of revenues to corporations and municipalities and sovereignties. And as a result, you know, it's going to be in free fall now for a long time until the government's hyperinflated in nominal terms, certainly not in real terms. You know, this is the beginning of the end, was this OPEC statement. Forget anything central banks do. It's immaterial. The real world of physical commodities is going to the abyss.
Hey, did you notice that Saudi Arabia is practically bankrupt? Their debt, I think, got cut to junk levels here, Andy.
Absolutely. That's exactly what I'm talking about. OPEC and Saudi Arabia is OPEC. And, yeah. You know, again, the title of my audio blog 2 days ago was, which will be disbanded first, the Fed, the ECB, or OPEC? There's no need for to have an OPEC anymore because every member in OPEC is, except for maybe Iran or to a lesser extent in Saudi Arabia, are at full capacity. And everyone is in financial straits, more so than any of them, Saudi Arabia, because it bases its social budget on $100 oil. And that's why it was just downgraded and why its default CDS rates are exploding right now. And they're having a cash crunch. They need cash. To the point that everyone is going full out, just like the shale producers, for cash. There's no need for OPEC anymore. That cartel is falling apart, just like the opposite cartel, the gold cartel, will fall apart shortly because they will have no supply to hold the market down with anymore.
Yeah. So we're entering a new world here, a brave new world, Andy.
A brave new world in a new year. And I mean, batting down the hatches, you know, there's a reason I wrote about the unmitigated disaster 2016 will be. Certainly economically, and we can only hope and pray that the social and geopolitical ramifications, you know, I mean, look at what's going on in Greece. They basically commandeered the nation. This is what or Brazil, where we probably won't have the Olympics next year. I mean, this is the kind of things that are going on in the world right now that are going to make a lot of first world nations look a lot like Havana.
Well, hey, but you know what Havana has, though? It's got a certain kind of socialist degradation, decadence, charm. You know, you got all those 50s cars, you got beautiful architecture that's been left to just crumble. Do you think it's the future?
Well, I mean, at some point, well, right now, a lot of nations in the world are getting used to those conditions. And, you know, sadly, the ones that are going to have the biggest shock are the ones whose reserve currencies, hint, hint, have been have enabled the standard of living to be so far above what it should be. Because, you know, if you're already down, like Cuba, there's nowhere else to go. But when you're at the penthouse and the building is crumbling, you have the furthest to fall.
Great analogy. And buy gold and silver before it's too late. Time is definitely running out.
If you do so, please give Miles Franklin a call. We've been around for 26 years without a single customer complaint. It's certainly worth calling us, 800-822-8080.
All right. Hey, well, milesfranklin.com. You can go there. You can subscribe to Andy's daily missive as well as his audio blogs, his frequent audio blogs. And just remember, we've been following this a long time, Andy and I have. I mean, it's 4 years already, Andy. I can't even believe it.
And 14 for me.
Yeah. Well, you and I together. And yep. Yeah, I mean, it just continues to dumbfound and baffle. And we didn't even talk about the current occupant of the White House's speech, terror attacks on the homeland.
Just more warmongering, and it's only going to get worse. In fact, that speech, ironically, his first speech in prime time since 2010, when he said, we're going to leave Iraq. Well, guess what? We just went back into Iraq. Perfect timing. Ugh.
Yeah, it's really, well, you got to keep a smile on your face and be grateful for what you do have, Andy. There's really no other way. And hey, be grateful for the Financial Survival Network. Just go over there, financialsurvivalnetwork.com. Check out my podcast with the scores. I mean, I've done thousands of them now, Andy. I'm over 3,500.
I hear and you.
They're all there.
Hardest working man in the blog business.
I try. Not as hard as when I started out, but still trying to stay timely and relevant. And check out all of the news feeds that we have there, the articles that you need to be reading, not the mainstream media BS, which I'll tell you what, The only people that create more BS are the traders on the COMEX with their paper gold.
Yeah. So. Oh, by the way, just last thing I see here. You know, I've been wondering why on earth. No, you know, two things I have to say. Okay. I've been wondering why on earth the Pepsi decided to stop working with the Mets with the Pepsi porch right after they make the World Series. You know, and when they're finally relevant, well, Coca-Cola, it just took their place. And the other thing is, did you see, Kerry, the college football bowl game list this year?
No, honestly, I have not.
You know what I'm talking about, because, you know, they schedule all the bowls, the Rose Bowl.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. By the way, the Rose Bowl is no longer the Rose Bowl. It's the Rose Bowl game sponsored by Northwestern Mutual. But there are now 42 bowl games, including 42? A whole bunch of them with losing teams in it, losing records.
What is the
There
point?
Are now three armed services bowls. To show you, you know, what John McCain was talking about the blatant paid for patriotism.
Yeah.
That's going on to try to recruit people into the army. And this just 2 days after we learned that the government is now being so kind to offer all combat related jobs to women. So, you know, the push to get people to join the armed forces, just as we're about, you know, on the cusp of war, could not be louder. And that's why you need to protect yourself in every way, shape and form.
Absolutely. Hey, by the way,
yes,
when you talk about military subsidization of sports, there's a sports bubble taking place, which we don't need to get into, but every NASCAR race you go to and a lot of bowl games have got Army jets, Air Force jets flying over, doing formations. Do you know how many millions of dollars that cost?
Well, that's what I'm talking about. That, you know, I've been talking about this for years with my wife. And sure enough, John McCain, of all people, for once I agree with, you know, they did a study and they found that it's all paid for. It's all lies.
Of course.
Paid for patriotism, just like these bowl games, just like a lot of those military ceremonies, is just to recruit people to go to the armed forces and go fight in Iraq and fight ISIS.
Some might even call it propaganda. But look, if you're a guy in Alabama or in Kentucky and you have no hope of any employment, the army can start looking attractive, assuming you don't get blown up somewhere. So that's the bad economy.
And also attractive for the money that gets printed for that, which debases all of our lives.
Yeah, totally. But you see that the opportunity there limited. And yeah, we'll be talking more about it with John Rubino up next, because he wrote an article about how Kentucky's pension fund system is about to implode. Shock of all shocks.
They have 17% reserves. Good guy.
Yep. 17% reserves in the fund. It's 17% funded, 83% underfunded. Worst pension system in the country, even worse than Illinois. So,
that's pretty bad.
Yeah, it's pathetic, man. And it's getting, all you need is a decline in the stock market and their fund will be wiped so fast. So anyways, this is what we're facing. This is what you're facing. So get ready. Andy, we will talk to you next week.
Looking forward to it.
FSN Radio. It's all about what's next. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and sign up for your free weekly newsletter. You'll also get three free reports. The Financial Survival Network. It's all about what's next.